Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience this evening, this afternoon, whatever we should call it. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise to his wonderful holy name. I would like to thank the God of Israel for another Shabbat, for another holy Sabbath today. It's the seventh day of the week. It is his holy day. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit, the Mother. I would like to thank the Son of God and the Heavenly Host for all that they do for me. I truly would like to praise them and give them the honor and glory. All the greatness that they have did in this earth. Truly, they are a great family up in heaven. They are a righteous family up in heaven. They are a holy family. So today is the Sabbath day, and I am here to pick it up where I left off. We are teaching you the 613 laws that's rolled up in the Torah, the Mitzvot, the covenant. We are teaching you, we are establishing that the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the law of the God of Israel is good, is great, is righteous, and is holy. And it's the only law, let me say that again loud and clear, it is the only law in this earth. There's no other law or laws in this earth that we should be keeping. Only the law of the God that put us in this earth. Not the law of the land. The law of the land, the Constitution and all that stuff. So we're here again today. And before we start our broadcast today, I would just like to sing a song because it's the holy day. And I would like to sing this song to the Heavenly Host. With the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how high is his name? At the head. At the head. When I woke up this morning, this morning, I had the God of Israel in my heart. When I woke up this morning, when I woke up this morning, I had the God of Israel in my heart. I praise you for your greatness. I thank you for your power. I praise you for your greatness. You have done so many great things. I praise you for your greatness. I praise you for your power. I praise you for your greatness. You have done so many great things. When I woke up this morning, I had the God of Israel had the God of Israel. I had him in my heart. I thank you, God of Jacob. I thank you, God of Abraham. I thank you, God of Isaac. You have done so many great things. When I woke up this morning, I had the God of Israel. I had the God of Israel. I had him in my His name is a higher. His name is a higher. His name is a higher. He is a great holy God. When I woke up this morning, I had the God of Israel in my heart. Just a little song for the God of Israel and his heavenly host. We're going to pick it up where we left off last Saturday. We're going to pick it up right where we left off, people. God's law versus the law of the land. All 613 laws in the Bible that I will be teaching you. The sanctuary, audio 24. Last Saturday, we was teaching about the temple and the sanctuary and the sacred things of the children of Israel, or the sacred things of the Hebrew nation. That was audio number 23. Today, it's audio number 24. We have some Bible verses that we would like to read today. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. Ahiah is his name. Guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. If you would like to make a comment, please call in. Feel free to do so. So we're going to pick it up right here where we left off. This section of the law is still teaching you today about the temple. The temple, the sanctuary. The sanctuary. And sacred objects of the children of Israel and the God of Israel. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is all about the children of Israel. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about the children of Israel and their God. And his name is Ahiah. He only got one name, one law, and one way. There's no five ways, 10 ways, 6 ways. There's no 5 different 10 names that he have. He only have one name. And unfortunately, the law of this land, the law of the land, your governments and all the people that's calling themselves in control of the earth, they took the God of Israel name out the Bible when they translated it from the Hebrew scrolls to what you have today, the King James Version Bible. They took the name of Ahiah out of the Bible, and they placed Lord God, all through the Bible, and then they injected Jehovah, their God. Jehovah, their God. So we are going to teach you some edification today. We're going to edify you, number one. We're going to go into the prophetic, number two, and give you some wisdom, knowledge, and some clear understanding, some very clear understanding what you people really, really do need. So we're going to pick it up at law number 440. Law number 440 of the 613 laws in the Torah. In the Torah, in the New Testament, also speaks about the covenant. You have Paul talking about the law. You have Peter talking about the law. You have all kind of disciples and people, John the Baptist and all kind of Son of God. When he came to the earth, he spoke about the law. So no, the law was never done away with. And no, the Son of God did not come to destroy. Not at all. So let's pick it up at law number 440, talking about the temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. Before we start that, I would like, let me just start with 440. I have an article that I need to read to you about the sanctuary and the sacred things of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. Law number 440. That he who in error makes unlawful use of sacred things shall make restitution of the value of his trespass and add a fifth. That's Leviticus 5:16. Let's get that. Come on, people. Let's get going in our law class today. Leviticus 5:16, people. 5:16. The reason why I have to establish the law, because you've been taught that the law is dead and the law is gone away and the law is no good. That's why the God of Israel, number one, want me to reestablish his law as his prophet, because you people have been told that the law is no good and you don't have to keep it no more. But I must establish the law. I must establish it. 5:16 of Leviticus for law number 440. What's going on here? Oh, my God, people. People, I don't know what happened. Maybe I didn't choose the right time. I'm going to have to end this and come back. Okay, people? Oh, God.